Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Maritazine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today. The new year for 4-H is in full swing. I'm hoping you're getting a lot of signups.
We are. We are getting several signups, but we always have room for more, and there's still time.
Oh, good deal.
To join 4-H.
And speaking of joining 4-H, you don't have to wait until you're one of the big kids to do it, right?
That's right. Today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about our Maritazine District 4-H Cloverbud program. I'm really kind of proud of this because I think it's actually one of my passions, and I really enjoy working with these kids because it's all for those 5- and 6-year-old kids who, you know, maybe want to learn a little bit more about 4-H, want to have some fun, work with kids their own age, and some teens, because I do have some teen helpers who come in and help with the Cloverbud clubs as well, and just have a lot of fun with Cloverbuds. They're a fun group. So what is 4-H Cloverbuds? 4-H Cloverbuds is basically designed, like I said, for 5- to 7-year-olds, but we usually do 5- and 6-year-olds here in Kansas, and it offers hands-on learning activities to promote personal development, healthy lifestyles, and a sense of citizenship. And so through these activities, kids explore areas of healthy living, science, citizenship, plants and animals, consumer skills. Basically, what I use it is we explore the different projects you can actually take in 4-H. And I know I've talked a couple times ago about all the projects you can, and that there were already over, I think, 45 different projects you could take. So we use the Cloverbuds to explore those projects. Like this last month here in November, we did astronomy, and we made a matching game with the phases of the moon for them. They got to color and cut out and then glue on a piece of paper the solar system, so all the planets, the sun, you know, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and and so it was a lot of fun. We learned all about that. Some of the other topics we do a visual arts one where they do get to do some color. We talk about colors and mixing colors. We do plants. We do animals. We've done pets before. There is a lot that we have going on in our Cloverbud Club. And the coolest thing, I think, also about it is it's not just we encourage parents to help. So it's something you can do with your kid. It only is 1 hour a month. And we actually have 2 different locations where we offer this. We offer one on the second Thursday of every month up here in Paola from 5:30 to 6:30 at the Paola office. And then we also offer one in Mound City at the Linn County 4-H building from 5:30 to 6:30 on the first Thursday of the month. So either way, you can kind of join. They must have reached their 5th or 6th birthday before January 1st of the 2024. So if you have a kid who's getting ready to turn 5 or 6 or is 5 or 6, they're welcome to come and join our Cloverbud group. We have a lot of fun. We do different things. We're getting ready for December. We'll be our kind of, we call it a snow party because we'll do a bunch of crafts and different activities all around kind of a snow theme. So we have a lot of fun with Cloverbuds. Like I said, I have some teen helpers who help as well. Hopefully we can get some more people to join. So if you have a 5- or 6-year-old, you're welcome to come to one of our Cloverbud meetings.
That does sound like a lot of fun. And you're never too old or too young to learn something, especially if it's valuable skills like just making the world a better place. does sound
That's
like
true.
A lot of
You're never too young to learn, or
right.
old to learn, I guess I should say.
Either or. Never too young, never too old, and there's a lot of neat stuff out there. And I do remember when you went through the list of all the things that 4-H covers as far as projects, I didn't realize you did half of those things, so there really is something for everybody.
There is, and we try to have something for everyone, and like I said, we even have, I think I did self-determine there. So we, you know, even if you can't find something that you really like in one of our other projects, you can always do it your own way. But yeah, I feel 4-H has something for everyone, and Cloverbuds is a good way to get kind of into that groove and see what all 4-H has to offer.
Dip your toe in the water, so to speak. Now, if somebody has got a little one that they're thinking they might want to get involved, or if a parent wants to become a volunteer, the best way to get a hold of you would be?
You can call our Paola office, and that's 913-294-4306. Or you can go to our Maritazine website, which is maritazine.kstate.edu. You can also get a hold of me via email or any way. basically, or you can always stop by the office too. We take them any way we can get them. So if you need information, we're here for you.
Come and see us. We want to talk to you. Outstanding. Well, thank you very much, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.